In today's digital landscape, data flows like an endless river through every business operation. But having data isn't enough. The real power comes from extracting meaningful insights that drive decisions. Data mining isn't just a technical exercise, it's a continuous business process that transforms information into action. The most successful organizations don't view data mining as a one-time project, but integrate it into their core strategy, creating a virtuous cycle of improvement. Consider Bank of America's experience with home equity loans. Facing disappointing marketing results, they could have simply lowered interest rates. Instead, they applied sophisticated data mining to their customer database and discovered something surprising. Many customers were using these loans to start businesses. By changing their marketing message from college tuition to pursuing dreams, response rates jumped from 0.7% to 7%. More importantly, they transformed into what one VP called a learning institution with continuous improvement processes. This illustrates the four-stage virtuous cycle: identifying business opportunities, mining data for insights, taking action, and measuring results, each stage feeding the next. Just as water power drove Industrial Revolution mills, customer data drives today's service economy, focusing marketing efforts, improving products, and optimizing resources. Data mining becomes most powerful when organized around the customer life cycle, a framework following customers through five phases: prospects, responders, new customers, established customers, and former customers. During acquisition, mining identifies promising prospects through similarity models. A real estate company might find Vermont towns with 10% agricultural employment and $60,000 median home values show high potential based on New York data. Banks often target neighborhoods with concentrations of ideal customer profiles. The activation process captures crucial acquisition time variables that predict long-term behavior: initial purchase date, acquisition channel, first product selection, and early usage patterns. Credit card companies consistently find customers acquired through partner programs show different loyalty patterns than those from direct mail campaigns. For established customers, mining enables relationship management through upselling, cross-selling, and retention efforts. Attrition prediction models identify which customers might leave and when, using factors like declining usage, competitive activity, and satisfaction metrics. Different types of attrition require different intervention strategies, with timing and personalization crucial to success. Data mining techniques fall into two categories: directed techniques requiring target variables, and undirected techniques that find patterns without specific targets. Your choice depends on the business problem, data characteristics, and desired outcomes. Statistical approaches underpin all data mining. Simple models like RFM, recency, frequency, monetary, provide straightforward customer segmentation. Decision trees recursively divide records into smaller groups, creating local models that excel when multiple paths lead to the same outcome, such as different types of profitable customers who are profitable for different reasons. Neural networks recognize complex nonlinear relationships. While less transparent than decision trees, their universal approximator property makes them valuable for time series forecasting and pattern detection. Memory-based reasoning, MBR, finds similar past cases to classify new situations, particularly useful for complex data types like geographic locations, images, and text. Undirected techniques help discover questions when they aren't clearly defined. Clustering reveals natural groupings in data, exposing market segments with different behaviors. The Boston Globe used clustering to identify four distinct town segments with different subscription patterns, helping them design targeted editorial zones. Market basket analysis examines what items customers purchase together, while link analysis applies graph theory to understand relationships between entities, the technique behind Google's early success. Data mining's true power emerges when techniques combine to solve real business problems. survival analysis helps understand customer tenure and predict events, allowing telecommunications companies to identify potential churners and make timely retention offers. Text mining extends these principles to unstructured data, up to 80% of important business information. DirecTV transformed customer service by analyzing hundreds of thousands of daily calls, identifying over 100 clusters of root causes. This revealed unexpected insights, including an IT upgrade that had actually slowed the billing system. The foundation for these applications is the customer signature, a comprehensive representation of interactions, behaviors, and characteristics. Creating derived variables incorporates human insights into models. A cellular company discovered that sphere of influence, counting unique contacts a customer communicates with, was remarkably predictive of customer value, outperforming traditional metrics like minutes used. The virtuous cycle becomes particularly powerful when integrating these techniques. Combining social media text mining with traditional customer data enables more accurate prediction of adoption trends and brand sentiment, while incorporating survival analysis into customer signatures develops more nuanced segmentation strategies. Data warehousing forms the backbone of enterprise analytics by consolidating disparate organizational data into a unified system. It serves as the authoritative record, providing consistent views across departments, essential for data mining initiatives that require clean, formatted information. A comprehensive warehousing architecture includes 8 key components: source systems providing original transactional data, ETL tools managing data movement, the central repository hosting structured data, analytic sandboxes supporting experimentation, metadata repositories documenting definitions, data marts offering customized views for business units, operational feedback loops returning insights, and end users from analysts to executives. While warehouses provide clean, consistent data sources for mining, they aren't absolute prerequisites. Analytic sandboxes offer flexible environments for sophisticated exploration beyond traditional capabilities, supporting advanced methods like Monte Carlo simulations, Bayesian models, and machine learning algorithms. Financial institutions leverage these sandboxes to model market scenarios or develop credit risk models using historical data. As data volumes explode, data mining techniques continue evolving. Genetic algorithms and swarm intelligence draw inspiration from biology to solve complex optimization problems. Text mining has advanced to sophisticated sentiment analysis, with companies like Amazon analyzing millions of customer reviews and financial institutions gauging market sentiment from social media. Machine learning is increasingly embedded directly within databases, leveraging parallel processing capabilities. Systems like PostgreSQL now offer native machine learning for real-time analysis. Edge computing and federated learning allow analysis closer to data sources while maintaining privacy, particularly valuable in healthcare and finance. Deep learning is revolutionizing traditional techniques through hybrid approaches that handle both structured and unstructured data. Convolutional neural networks and transformers enhance image and speech recognition, while automated machine learning platforms democratize data mining by optimizing model selection for non-experts. The transformation from raw data to business wisdom progresses through distinct stages. Data becomes information when organized within business context, transforms into knowledge when patterns emerge, and evolves into wisdom when applied to solve problems and drive strategic decisions. Data mining reveals these hidden patterns. Retailers can transform transaction logs into purchase patterns that reveal seasonal behaviors, leading to optimized inventory strategies. Healthcare providers convert patient records into treatment response patterns, creating more effective personalized protocols. In today's world, data has become our most valuable resource. Success requires not just technical proficiency, but the wisdom to ask the right questions, choose appropriate approaches, and translate insights into action. Organizations that thrive embrace this continuous improvement cycle, transforming from reactive to proactive and from intuition-driven to data-driven, ultimately from merely surviving to genuinely thriving in an increasingly competitive landscape.